The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Nolan Xavier Wells cooked his mother a baked salmon dinner on the evening of July 3rd. Christine Wansley had a long day at work, and her 18-year-old son wanted to do something nice for her before he headed out for the night. He was sleeping at a friend's house. In the morning, they were going out to Horn Island for the 4th of July. And Christine hugged her son goodnight. She will never hug him again. The next morning, Nolan and three friends from high school took a boat 10 miles off the Mississippi Gulf course to Horn Island. And if you haven't heard of it, picture this, a federally protected barrier island with no buildings, no running water, no cell service, no staff, and no way to get there or leave except by private boat. It is a popular local spot on holidays. You've probably seen pictures of it by now. It looks like a paradise. Nolan had been there before on the 4th of July, the beach at the northwest tip. It was packed. Boats along the shoreline, young adults drinking, swimming, hanging out in the sand like they have forever. It's the summer before everybody goes off. When I was first absorbing this story, it kind of made me think of, for those of us of a certain age in our 30s, 40s, American Pie. Remember that movie? Summer Before You Go Off. Crazy things happen. Not this crazy. But that's to give you an idea of the environment, if you will, of that point in everyone's life and what's going on. That's the energy, okay? To kind of set the scene there. In photos from the boat that day, Nolan towers over his friends at 6'1", arms draped around their shoulders, big smile, blue swim trunks and sunglasses. He was from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, a coastal town just east of Biloxi, a wide receiver at Southwest Mississippi Community College, good swimmer, standout athlete, due back at school for football training on Monday. His best friend, Javon Williams, tried to get on the same boat, but it was at capacity. Javon took a different boat and met the group on the island. When they met up on the beach, Nolan told Javon he loved him, you know. Love you, man. So good to see, you know, that love, camaraderie, the feeling you have with friends. 18 years old, 4th of July, standing on the sand with his best friend, and he says those words. Hold on to it, because it's going to mean something different by the end, maybe. Nolan's friends say he was last seen around 3 p.m. He'd been talking to a young woman named Katie on the beach, allegedly. Around 4:30, the group left the island without him. The explanation came days after from Ashley Cole, the mother of one of the friends, who posted on Facebook that the boat had a bilge pump issue and was taking on water. She said Nolan made a decision to stay on the island and return inland later with another group of friends. I want to preface this in this piece here, okay? This is the current information as of this recording. Now, could you be watching this and more information has come out? Without a doubt. As of this recording, here's where the alleged, I don't want to say facts, but the allegations, I guess, sit. The stories, the alleged stories sit. Okay? I need to stop here because this is where the story starts falling apart. And I want to be clear about what we might be looking at here. I don't know. I don't know. Could it be a conspiracy? Maybe. Is it an organized criminal act? Probably not. What it looks like to me, and look, I am fine with being wrong. But my gut, as of right now, it looks like a group of young people who let something happen or were involved in something that went wrong and panicked. And everything that's come out since looks exactly like what it looks like when people are more afraid of the consequences than they are sorry about the outcome. Could I be wrong? Yes. My opinion doesn't really matter. But when I'm looking at the facts, looking at this story, looking at it all, people don't want to be accountable, is what comes to my gut. Could it go darker? Could it go worse? Sure. I hope to God it doesn't. But if it does, we're going to hear it and we're going to talk about it. But as of this moment, incompetence often does look like conspiracy. Incompetence being not wanting to be held responsible for anything. Anything that might put somebody on the wrong end of the law on this. Does it go worse? Does it get darker? Again, we don't know. But we'll certainly talk about it should those facts pop into the ether. The story they told doesn't hold up. Nolan's parents don't buy a word of it. His father, Elmore Wansley, said it plainly. We always taught him, if you go with a group, you stay with the group. Christine said she can't fathom why her son would choose to stay alone on an uninhabited island. No phone, no way to call for help, no guaranteed ride home. That wasn't who Nolan was. Everyone who knew him says the same thing. Well, the story doesn't just not make sense to his parents, it contradicts the only other witness, Ben Crump, a civil rights attorney now representing the family, laid out a contradiction that should be the single most important fact in the case. The young woman, Katie, told Crump's team that Nolan said he was going back to the boat with the boys. The boys told investigators that Nolan said he was staying with the girl. Those two statements both cannot be true. Somebody is lying about that last conversation that they had with Nolan Wells. And it's not a small discrepancy. That's the kind of lie you tell when you're trying to explain why you left someone behind. Now, the reason for the lie, covering someone's ass or something darker? I don't know the answer to that question. And I'm not accusing anyone of anything. But again, objects in the rearview mirror may be closer than they appear. Let's look at the phone. After Nolan was reported missing, Christine pulled up Life 360 to track his device. If you're a parent, you know what Life 360 is. At least I hope you do. If you don't, go check it out. It's not an advertisement for it, but as a parent, I happen to love it. It wasn't on the island. The Life 360, basically, if you're not familiar with it, it's GPS. It tells you where that device is at any time. And typically, you know, with a teenager, if there's a device, that's where the person is. Or with anybody, for that matter. Unless you lost it. It's a great tool for finding your phone. It wasn't on the island. His phone was not on the island. It wasn't in the water. It was sitting at the house of a family that owned the boat. Nobody called her to say they had it. Nobody brought it to her. She had to track her missing son's phone with an app and discover it herself. Your friend doesn't come home from the island. He's missing. You have his phone and you don't call his mother. You don't drive it over. You don't say anything. Is that an oversight or is that a choice? When Christine finally got the phone, she opened Nolan's Snapchat. He had two accounts. Both were completely empty. No photos, no videos, no safe snaps from the packed 4th of July beach party where dozens of people were filming everything. Well, maybe he just didn't take photos or video. Maybe, but is that a deviation from behavior of what he normally does? Christine says Nolan always made videos when he was out and having fun. Always documented everything. Her reaction when she saw the empty accounts, that can't be. An 18-year-old at a holiday party didn't take a single photo? I don't believe that. His mother doesn't believe that. And I don't know that you should either, because that's not what an empty Snapchat means. It means somebody went through that phone before the family got it. Maybe. The Life 360 location data didn't match what his friend's Snapchat locations were showing that night either. Different locations, different signals. Crump has said the family believes messages and images were deliberately deleted. A video has also gone viral. Millions of views. A voice Crump's team believes is Nolan says, "Give me my freaking phone. What are you doing?" I'll get to what's actually known about that video in a moment. But the question of who had Nolan's phone, when they had it, and what was on it before it was wiped. Now, data recovery will tell us more. As of this recording, we don't have that yet. But that is going to be at the center of this case. Not motive, not conspiracy, accountability. And here's where it gets even more telling as of right now. Law enforcement still doesn't have that phone as of this recording. The family's attorneys are examining it first because they don't trust Mississippi to handle it fairly. And I say good on them. Good on them. Because how many times have we seen cases where law enforcement has the phone and, the data, it's corrupt. It doesn't work. Good on you for getting the image of that phone off before someone else can change it. Now, I'm not saying anybody would or there's a conspiracy. I'm just saying good thinking ahead. You've watched a Dateline or two. Crumb says they'll turn it over expeditiously. The sheriff confirmed he's been waiting for it, which means the single most important piece of physical evidence in this case is sitting with the family's lawyers, because the family looked at the investigation happening around them and decided they couldn't count on it. Are they overreacting? Or are they just reacting? Reacting to how they know things get done around these parts. The video is worth addressing directly because it's driven the national conversation and most people don't have the full picture. That clip became the foundation of the foul play narrative online. Millions of views now. Crumb's team maintains it's Nolan's voice demanding his phone back. But the story around that video has gotten more complicated, not less, because of course it has. Javon Williams, Nolan's best friend who was on the island, told TMZ he couldn't say for sure if Nolan was in the clip because the voices were too far away. He said the audio reminded him of a different friend who'd been involved in a separate altercation on a boat. And another friend went on the record with ABC News and said flatly, "That's me yelling." claiming there was no argument about a phone. He says he was telling people to let him off the boat so he could continue a fight, and that Nolan wasn't on the island at that point. Crump disputes that. He says multiple people identified the voice as Nolan. So you have the family attorney on one side saying it's Nolan screaming for his phone, and the friends on the other side saying it's someone else entirely. That's not a resolved question. But here's what it means for anyone viewing this case. That video that launched 1,000 theories may not show what most people think it shows. And if it doesn't, the evidence that actually matters is quieter. It's on a phone that was wiped. It's the gap between what Katie says and what the boys say. It's in the silence of a group of friends who hired lawyers instead of answering questions. Let's talk about every institution that was supposed to help this family, because this is where, you know, I start to lose a little more patience too. Around 11 p.m. on July 4th, one of Nolan's friends called the Coast Guard to report him missing. The Coast Guard confirmed the call. Here's their official statement. The initial notification did not require Coast Guard assistance. Let's make sure we got it right. An 18-year-old alone is alone on an uninhabited island at night, no cell service, no shelter, no way to signal anyone, and the United States Coast Guard's decided the report didn't require their assistance? What could that friend have possibly said that made the Coast Guard think this wasn't urgent? Nobody's answered that yet. Nobody's been asked to. Christine called the Jackson County Sheriff's Office around midnight. She and Elmore drove to a McDonald's parking lot to meet with a police officer and give details about their missing son. A McDonald's parking lot at midnight while their kid is alone on an island in the Gulf of Mexico in the dark. The formal Coast Guard search and rescue operation didn't launch until 12:26 p.m. on July 5th. That's more than 12 hours after Christine's report. By 6 that morning, Nolan's father had already gone out on a boat with his football coach to search the island himself. A dad and a coach on a borrowed boat looking in the dark hours before the agencies with helicopters and drones decided, gee, maybe we should go take a look-see. Then Sheriff John Ledbetter told the press there was no foul play suspected. No cause of death has been determined. No autopsy has been completed. No toxicology existed. But the sheriff, setting the narrative, announced to the public that he believed this was an accidental drowning. And maybe it is, but how do you reach that conclusion before you have a cause of death? Christine's reaction: why are we so quick to rush this? And that's the right question. And here's mine. You have a group of friends with conflicting stories, a phone that turns up at one of their houses with wiped accounts, a witness who contradicts their version of events. Is that really the moment you announce no foul play? Or again, incompetence does sound a lot like conspiracy. Just look at Nanos. In the Nancy Guthrie case. A lot of stupid shit out of that person's mouth, too. Person of power, as well. Does anything that come out of their mouth actually matter or make sense or mean anything in the real world? Probably not. But when you're leading the investigation, if you are part of the investigation, if your title happens to be sheriff, your words matter. Sorry, you got to learn that lesson too. I know Nanos wasn't quite up to speed on that one, not used to having people take his words seriously, but when you use your words, big boy, people listen. But you're not suspecting that, but were you just being dumb? Did you just speak out of turn? If you did, look, it's okay. We all do that at times. God knows I do. But you got to step forward then and say, look, I was speaking out of turn. In my gut, I was thinking that, but, you know, there's nothing basing on that other than just my mind. So I'm sorry. That wasn't an accurate statement. We don't really know. Back it up. Back it up. Beep, beep, beep. Back that shit up. If you feel you need to. If you feel that maybe you spoke out of turn, because I hope to God you did, because we just don't know yet. Let's not steer a narrative from an investigative standpoint before we actually have the information to base our investigation on. It's like, well, this is a delicious dinner that you made. Isn't it great? I haven't even started cooking yet. What are you talking about? I mean, it looks good on paper. What do you mean it tastes delicious? You haven't had it yet. So they announced all that before I finished a single interview. Not weird at all. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office is investigating this as a death, not a homicide. The friends on the boat have hired attorneys, and Javon Williams, the closest friend, the one who was actually on the island, the one Nolan pulled aside and told he loved him, told TMZ that investigators have not reached out to talk to him at all. The best friend, not contacted. And look, I want to say this. I am not accusing the friends of doing anything wrong. I'm not. I am accusing the investigation of already being utter shit. Surprise, surprise. That's not an ongoing theme on this show or anything. But you can steer it. You can turn it around. Or you can keep leaning into the shit and we'll keep calling you out for it. Whatever you choose. The ball is in your court. Here's a detail that should make every person following this case pay close attention. Ashley Cole, the mother who posted the bilge pump explanation on Facebook, is a sitting Jackson County judge. Jackson County is the jurisdiction investigating Nolan's death. Her stepson was on the boat. Now, I'm not alleging she interfered with anything, but when a sitting judge stepson is one of the last people to see a deceased person alive, and the investigation is running through that same county, the question of independence is not unreasonable. It's more like, shut the F up. If we want to get to the truth, your opinion, not really that matter. Doesn't really matter right now. You're steering a narrative. Doesn't really matter right now. Let's not do that. But again, ignorance is bliss. And sometimes people are just ignorant with the stuff they post. It happens all the time, whether you're a judge, whether you're an attorney, whether you're, you know, as high as it goes. People seem to have a track record of posting stupid shit online, even if they're the leaders of the free world. So I'm not saying that ain't impossible either. On the morning of July 6, 2 full days after Nolan was last seen, the National Park Service ranger found a body face down in shallow water off the northwest shore of Horn Island. The swimsuit matched. Dental records confirmed it was Nolan. He was found at the same location where he was last seen alive. 2 days, multiple agencies searched that island. Coast Guard helicopters, Cajun Navy boats and aircraft, drones, search teams on the ground. They found nothing on July 5th. The morning of July 6th, a park ranger walks up to the shoreline and boom, there he is. Nolan's father asks the obvious question. If his son went into the water on July 4th, where was his body on the 5th? And you know, if you're in the water for that long, you get waterlogged. And from some of the reporting that I've seen and heard from statements made, I believe, by the family, that doesn't appear to be the case. So where was his body all that time? Now, again, there may be an explanation to all of this. I am not saying that that is not possible. But, I mean, my God, yes, this thing does have all the makings of conspiracy. It has all the makings of what the hell is actually going on here. And the actually going on here may be something really simple, too. I don't know what the answer to that question is, other than a bizarro combination of everybody trying to cover their ass because they don't want to be accused of something that they didn't do. And then with all of that merging together, stories get discombobulated and things don't make sense. And then it looks like there's a cover-up when everybody's just trying to cover their ass. I'm not saying that's good or right, but that can also be how this appears out of the prism. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows yet. Brian Trasher with the Cajun Navy was part of the search. He made a point that I keep coming back to. There were so many people around that somebody would have noticed a distress swimmer. The beach was packed that afternoon. Boats everywhere, people everywhere. And nobody saw a 6'1" college athlete in distress in the water. The state autopsy has been completed, but results have not been released as of this recording. The family ordered a separate independent examination by a doctor with no ties to Mississippi law enforcement. Colin Kaepernick helped pay for it. Nolan's body was flown to Washington, D.C. Those results are still pending as of this recording. Crump keeps coming back to the same point. This is a kid who knew how to swim. He was in tip-top shape. He was a superior athlete. Accidental drowning isn't impossible, but it requires answers to every question that I just laid out, and nobody with those answers is being made to provide them. Race has been part of the national conversation around this case, too. Crump has raised it. Sharpton has raised it. It's fair to note that Nolan was the only black person in the group, and this happened in Mississippi, which says a lot. But Javon Nolan's best friend, who is also black, has said publicly that this is not a whole race thing and that the focus on race is pulling attention from the contradictions that actually matter. I think Javon is right. What this, like I said, what this does look like when you line up every piece of it is not a hate crime. It looks like young people who are scared. It looks like a cover-up born out of panic, not malice. What are they covering up? Was there a fight? Did something like that happen? Yes. Does it necessarily involve race? No. It could be young people being young people and being stupid and somebody got hurt or killed and nobody wants to be responsible. Does everything to do with race? Maybe, though. I don't know the answer to that question. But I agree. We have to look at the facts and not throw assumptions on. But facts are facts. It also looks like a system that is not pressing hard enough to break through it. Christine had to beg people to stop sharing AI-generated videos, fabricating scenes of her son's death. My God. Welcome to our new world. She's watching her son become a national debate while she still doesn't know what happened to him. Judge Cole's family has received violent death threats, including direct threats against her children. The noise is drowning out the signal, and the signal is simple. A group of friends told a story that does not add up. They had a phone they didn't volunteer. That phone was cleaned, it looks like, before the family got it. That's what's being alleged. And the one independent witness contradicts their version. And then Nolan's own town showed up. Hundreds of people filled the intersection of government and state streets in Oregon Springs on a Saturday evening, all ages, all races, signs, flags, chanting his name. Not a riot, not a spectacle. Neighbors who watched this kid grow up standing in the streets because they want to know what happened to him. That's not a national media narrative. That's a community that doesn't believe the story it's being told. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations have poured in. Tyler Perry is paying for the funeral at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, a 10,000-seat arena, because that's how many people want to be there. The whole country is watching Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Christine Wansley stood at a podium in Harlem with tears in her face, holding Elmore's hand. We just want to know what happened and why our baby didn't come home. The night before he left for that island, her son made her dinner. Baked salmon, because she'd had a long day. Somebody knows why Nolan's phone ended up at a boat owner's house. Somebody knows why both Snapchat accounts were wiped clean. Somebody knows what happened between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. on July 4th. Those answers exist. They're sitting in a phone, in a cloud backup, in a memory of someone who was on the boat. The question isn't what happened. The question is how long these kids think they can keep not answering for it. And again, I am not saying anything criminal happened here. But somebody knows more than what is being said. Who and what? That is the question. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No